It's the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air, your weekly local sports podcast. And now, here's your hosts, Greg Revels and Tony Stowers.
And we're back with episode 38 of the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air. Baseball, softball, track, all the spring sports. Soccer, too, Tony.
That's right.
I almost forgot about soccer.
Soccer's having a big year.
They are having a big year. All starting to wrap up. Some of the teams are finished already, and other teams going to regionals, trying to get to state. We're going to talk about all that as we move forward in episode 38 here. But before we do that, we need to talk about the number 38.
And not very much there.
No, not a lot of 38s going on there. You know, I ask you, the two that my two favorite ones there, and I can't pick one over the other, are Curt Schilling and George Rogers.
Yeah.
I mean, both were kind of big players.
Rogers never developed into the NFL player that people thought he was going to be in college.
Well, he had a little issue.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. And that's all we'll say about that. he was a good running back. And Curt Schilling, never forget him pitching, blood oozing out of his sock, just
probably would be in the Baseball Hall of Fame if he wasn't implicated in the, steroids thing.
So. Yeah. Yep. That's right. So, really don't have any Razorbacks of note that were number 38, Tony. You got Jeff Heath there. I asked you who that was. I didn't even know it's a Cowboys.
Yeah.
Defensive back.
Yeah, probably, 20, 30 years ago.
Yeah.
And then Cal Hubbard goes way back.
Yeah.
He was a tackle. I think he played for the Packers. He's a Hall of Famer. I think he also had a cup of coffee with the Steelers. So, but man, there just wasn't many 38s.
No, not a real. And I'm going to say that next week it may be even slower.
Actually, next week's a little better.
Is it?
Yeah, okay. I've looked ahead and it's a little better.
Okay,
one of my heroes is 39.
Okay, well, we'll talk about that next week.
Yeah,
I won't spoil it.
Yeah,
but anyway, so. Enough about the 38 talk. Let's move on. Let's talk about the Leopards and the Lady Leopards. Great weeks for both of them, actually, Tony.
Yeah, both of them had good weeks. Leopards 15-5 on the year, 7-3 in the league. They swept Camden. They did all they could to secure their spot in the regional. It was 3-2 Tuesday. It was a great game, Greg, at Leopard Field. And then Friday, we go out to Camden, get to eat at Sandbar, play a little golf, and to watch the Leopards just beat the tar out of the Cardinals 12-2.
Yeah, and we got to do it from inside, too.
We did. It was an air-conditioned press box.
Yep.
But things didn't work out in some of the other games. We needed either Arkadelphia to sweep Nashville or Nashville to sweep Arkadelphia. Either one would have worked out for us. Turns out neither happened. They split, so we'll be the third seed in the regional.
Yeah, so and that's going to start May the 8th.
Right.
And when you look at the Lady Leopards, had a great week, too. They swept Camden.
32-2.
Yeah, 32-2. then a loss to a really good Horatio team. I think Horatio's really up and coming.
In the last 3 weeks or so, they really playing some good baseball. We got a chance to talk to the coach at Cutter Morning Star yesterday, and he was very high on Horatio. He's scared that he's not wanting to face them, in their deal. So, but the Lady Leopards go up there yesterday and beat a very good Cutter Morning Star team. Have one of the better pitchers in the state, J.C. Hawthorne, and it was about as good a girls softball game as you could hope to go see.
Yeah, as far as a regular season game, going around here, that may be the best game I've ever seen.
Yeah,
close to it. I mean, as far as just a really good pitching duel between Perry Nickerson and J.C., is that her name?
Yeah, J.C. Hawthorne.
Hawthorne, yeah. I mean, two totally different styles, just so very interesting to watch them pitch. Perry Nickerson, the umpire, had to hold her back from throwing the ball.
Yeah.
She's ready to go. And Hawthorne, it didn't matter – how long you took outside the box, yeah. when you stepped in, she still had a process of going.
Yeah,
and
you could have had a sandwich.
That's right. You could have taken a nap and watched a sitcom if you took the commercials out of it and on every pitch. And very deliberate, but very effective.
Oh, yeah.
And you know.
About as much velocity as we've seen this year.
Yeah, and Perry, great game. 10 strikeouts.
Perry.
She had just one walk.
Yeah, that's right. 10 strikeouts versus one walk in 7 innings. Lady Leopards win 3-2. Some excellent defensive play by the Lady Leopards. Probably the difference in the ball game. They made the defensive plays, and the Lady Eagles didn't.
So. That's exactly right.
Right.
That's exactly what happened. But a great game and a good week for the start to the week for the Lady Leopards. Now, you know, we talked on the radio as we were doing the game on Monday about the Leopards, and at one time we thought we were playing Waldron. Well, they canceled.
Yeah.
They were trying to get out of Bell. Well, it turns out they're as far as we know, the Leopards are done for the week. They did play Hugo on Monday and got beat 14-8 at Hugo. You know, and Oklahoma teams, they play some good baseball over there.
They do. Rumor was they was trying to get the Pirates to kind of they were coming from the West Coast, make a stop here in DeQueen, play the Leopards, and then go back to Pittsburgh. But as far as we know right now, there'll be no Leopard baseball this week.
Totally subject to change.
Absolutely. Before we get off this podcast.
That's true. That's true. We may have to change it before we get off this podcast. Lady Leopards, they're going up to Fayetteville Friday night. Going to get to watch the Lady Backs, who are number 2 in the nation, by the way.
Very cool.
Yeah, and the LSU Lady Tigers and Friday night. And then they're going to play Springdale Harbor on Saturday. A monumental task for the Lady Leopards.
Yeah.
But, you know, I thought Springdale was earlier in the season. They came away with a win there.
Yeah, and didn't they go up there and play them last year and played them pretty close? It was relatively close.
Yeah, they did. And you
huge
know,
school.
You know, we talked about this as we talked to Coach Chad Lights. You know, he wants some good competition right before he goes in the regionals. He wants them to see some really good pitching and all that. And he saw
mission accomplished.
They saw some. These two games are going to get them ready for the regional tournament for sure. One more thing, we just want to mention. As far as we know at this point in time, next Monday, which I believe is May 5th.
That's correct.
The Arkansas High is going to be the opponent for both baseball and softball. Softball is going to be at DeQueen. Baseball will be at Texarkana at Arkansas High. So that's what it is right now. These things are very fluid
is to have softball on KDQN.
Yeah.
That's our plan as of
right
now.
These things are very fluid, though, because, you know, they're trying to get some extra work in but not overwork them. And, you know, Arkansas High next week may decide they don't want to play.
That's right.
And so we'll just have to see. Talking to Coach Lights, he said Arkansas High is an excellent pitcher.
Yeah. And that's when he has lined these out-of-conference late-season games up, that's what he's looked for. He's looked for some of the best pitchers in the state for us to face before we go into regional.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. And so they'll be ready to go. And you know, a little advance, we'll talk about it again next week. But regionals for the Leopards and Lady Leopards, who both made it, are May the 8th through the 10th. Have to win one game. You win one game, you're going to be in state. And then you're just playing for seeding.
Right.
And so looking forward to that. We'll talk more about that next week, though. Tony, who you got for the Shelter Insurance Jeff Woods Agency Leopard Player of the Week?
Well, big congratulations goes out to our junior high girls track team who won their conference.
All right.
And so they're going to be our Shelter Insurance Jeff Woods Agency Leopard Players of the Week.
Congratulations to the junior girls. Boys also came in runner-up.
Yep.
Congratulations to them, too. But a special shout-out to the junior girls, the conference winners in track. So they're the Shelter Insurance Jeff Woods Agency Leopard Players of the Week. We move on. We're going to talk about the Horatio Lions now.
Right.
And Horatio Lions, Horatio Lady Lions, both improving. You know, Horatio boys, they had a tough week last week. They lost a couple of games. Lady Lions, though, had a great week. They were 4-0, Tony, over the last four
games. When we talk about the Lady Leopards, they're rolling. They talk about a team playing, getting hot at the right time.
Yeah, yep. They really are. You know, and as we saw in basketball, I mean, a lot of the kids, the same kids, they're young.
Yeah.
And so they're getting young. I mean, Paige Williamson doing a great job pitching. She's, you know, pitched last four games, 4-0 with 12 strikeouts. Alyssa Ayers, 8 hits and 8 stolen bases. That's unbelievable.
Yes.
You know, Hayden Billings, 7 hits and 10 RBIs.
Yeah.
You know, so that's coming through right there when you do that. And you know, they won their last four games. And when you look at the scores of those games, you know, they beat Caddo Hills 15-0. They beat Spring Hill 16-1. They beat Murfreesboro 15-0, and then they beat the Queen Lady Leopards 4-1.
Right.
So just I mean, they're pounding the ball too, Tony.
They are. You know, they had hovered just below 500 there for a while this season, and then around 500, and now all of a sudden they're 12-9. So.
Right, and a tough conference, and, you know, again, I know you mentioned this earlier. We talked to the Cutter Morning Star coach, and a lot of respect for the Lady Lions. I think he's concerned about where they're at playing right now.
He is. He's very concerned.
And the conference tournament being in Horatio.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think that's another concern.
Grave, you know, danger.
Yeah. Is there any other kind? Yeah. So the only game that we see on the schedule for the Lions, Lady Lions, this week will be softball at Dirks, and that's Friday.
Right.
And that's in the conference tournament, right?
I think so. That Scorebook Live showed that as the only game this week.
And got some conflicting information there. I mean, that may not be correct.
It may not be.
Because when we, you know, I think we've got some other things that Horatio State Bank Lion Player of the Week, Tony. You got somebody for that?
It's going to be Alyssa Ayers, who had 8 hits and 8 stolen bases in the 4 games last week. So congratulations to her.
Man, what a week.
Yep.
I played a whole career and didn't have that many stolen bases.
I'm 60 years old and I still don't have 8 stolen bases.
Yeah, and I don't know that I had 8 hits. I mean, great week by her, and congratulations to her for being the Horatio State Bank Lion Player of the Week.
Let's take a quick second to talk about DeQueen Animal Hospital and Ashdown Veterinary Clinic. Good for you.
Good for me.
Yeah,
ready.
Man. Good for everybody.
They're
here
good
in Southwest.
For everybody. That's right.
They've been good for me for sure. I took the little cats in to get their spay and neuter and their flea and tick medication and heartworm and all that kind of stuff right off the bat. And they were absolutely a pleasure to deal with. So from personal experience, I can't recommend them enough. But if that's not enough, we've got everybody in this room who's most likely used them once before at least. And then also all of these 5-star glowing reviews across Google reviews. There's almost 300 reviews, and they're all quite good. Great ratings across the board for Southwest Arkansas. You are covered. All of your veterinary needs are taken care of at great prices. Their medication, I don't know how they get it so cheap, but it is really cheap, and their spay and neutering was, you know, just very cost efficient for me.
And, Bob Barker.
Yeah, that's right. Bob Barker and that. So anything else on that?
Bob Barker out.
Got you.
Yeah. He sure whooped Happy Gilmore. I know that.
That's right.
Yeah.
DeQueen Animal Hospital at 1690 Highway 70 West here in DeQueen, and then Ashdown Veterinary Clinic at 139 Southern Drive in Ashdown means that Southwest Arkansas is covered, for all of your veterinary needs. Great folks, great service, great prices, and all of it, man.
Hey, from large to small, they'll treat them all.
That's right. DeQueen Animal Hospital and Ashdown Veterinary Clinic. Now, let's get on the phone. We got Jim Cross on the line.
Jim, good to hear from you this week.
Hey, good to be with you guys. Getting ready for the district tournament right around the corner. Some exciting times here for Panther baseball.
Yeah, and that district tournament is in Ashdown, if I believe I'm correct.
It's in Genoa. The regional tournament will be in Ashdown the following week.
Okay.
So, good news there.
A lot of local teams hosting regionals, districts, things like that. There's a lot of opportunities to go watch some good ball.
Yeah, there yeah. really is, and that'd be a great opportunity to watch a great Ashdown Panther baseball team,
it
which
would.
Number one in the conference, right, Jim?
Yeah, undefeated, number one seed. Played Prescott on Monday, and fellas, I know Prescott's one of the lower teams in the conference, but you still need to play, you know, whoever's on the tournament there. And we beat them 22-0. And I think that was some of the best hitting I've seen in years. Gunnar Altenbaumer, all he had was two home runs and eight RBIs.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, we had, that's great. I you know what I remember about that, Jim, as I was talking to the board op that was doing that game, and she said, you know, I thought they'd quit at three innings at 15-0, but they kept playing.
And I kind of assumed that myself, and I was getting ready to pack up, and they said, no, in a conference boys game, you got to play five. And I thought, what for? But
Gunner, I don't know anything about Prescott baseball, but I guarantee you, if nothing else, they had some athletes.
Yeah, and really, guys, the pitching was just fine. I mean, they weren't throwing 90 or anything, but they're probably throwing 80 miles an hour. And, I mean, we just walloped it. And
wow.
It wasn't like it was a bunch of errors. You know, there was an error or two, but most of it was just hard-hit balls. I mean,
yeah.
Like I say, Gunner had two home runs, and he hit two home runs foul as well. And he had three hits and eight RBIs, and he would have had 10 RBIs. But he had the bases loaded in the last inning, and Coach O'Bannon held him up to just one base at a time, or he could have had 10 RBIs.
Wow.
What a game.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a pretty good game.
So is there anybody else you want to talk about?
Yeah. Well, I tell you, a guy named Taylor Mitchell, a sophomore, he's come off the bench the last 2 weeks to be the designated hitter, and he's wearing the cover off the ball. And so that's kind of been a slot that we've had multiple guys, and he seemed to solidify that position. And he's had two hits the last two games I've done each, and coming out of the eight hole.
Let me ask you something, Jim, about that. This is something Greg and I talk about a lot. Does Ashdown usually utilize that flex, that designated player spot where they can get 10 people on in the field at a time?
Yes. In the beginning, they
didn't. I like
that. I do too. As the season went on, they did. And they, like I say, have given multiple guys at bats, and which I think is a good thing. And
at bats in a varsity baseball game, absolutely, especially for a young man like him.
Yes. And you put him out there, and boy, he looked like an old pro. I mean, he has really hit the ball well. And, going to the district tournament, that's good that your eight hole hitter is. You know, it's on fire, so that's a good thing.
Yeah,
that's a good thing.
That's a real good thing.
Go ahead. I was going to say, then the Panthers since we have so much time between Monday and the district tournament, Coach O'Bannon scheduled a game with Spring Hill at Longview on Friday, and Spring Hill is 14-0 in their district, 24-6 overall, and we lost 6-2, but we were up 2-1 after five innings. And so that was good competition for us. And I mean, I don't want to say a loss is a good thing, but playing those kind of guys was a good deal for our team, and gave them some more confidence that if you can play with those guys, then you can play with anybody.
Well, and one thing about that, Jim, is two things. One's it gets you a look at a good team as you move into regionals and state. You know, you're going to see some good teams. And the second thing about, if there is a good loss, like you said, might have been a good time for one for the Panthers after they went undefeated through conference. They hadn't lost in a while. Kind of bring them back down, realize that there are some teams that can play with them, that they've got to play good baseball to in order to move on. And so that all a big help. Looking at this week, what you got? I know the conference tournament starts.
I'm assuming that we'll play smack over first round. They're the four seed, and they're, from what I've seen, they're the cream of the crop of the leftover teams behind us in Genoa, and them and Bismarck are the three and the four seed. But I thought Smacko was better than Bismarck myself. And So Smackover could give us some trouble. They've got some pretty good sticks. Now the good news is we'll have our number one pitcher, and they'll probably have already pitched their guy.
Yeah.
And so that gives you an advantage. And then if you win that game, assuming we'll play Genoa in the finals, and so we'll go from there. And but our pitching is one of our depth. We got a lot of guys that can pitch, and so I don't think that'll. I would assume we'd probably pitch Walt Jones Friday to be sure you win that game, and then you come back probably Kyler Jones on Saturday would be my guess. Is kind of what Coach O'Bannon's kind of alluded to, and then you got Gunnar Bomber, Cutter Dollar Hyde, and Jared Baker in relief. Those three guys could fill in either one of those games.
Got you. So, and if I'm understanding correctly, the Panthers have a bye into the semifinals. So
correct.
They're guaranteed to go to state.
Guaranteed to go to
regionals. So that takes a little bit of the pressure off.
Yeah. You're just playing for seeding at this point.
Right.
And And so, you know, conversely, like last year when we were in your guys' conference, you played everybody twice, and there wasn't a district tournament, which I'm kind of more of a fan of that myself, to be honest. But that's the cards we're dealt, and so we'll go play, and the guys are looking forward to it.
Yeah, well, that sounds good, and they've really done a great job, and you got a Domtar Panther Player of the Week. I have to ask that, so you can tell me who he is.
We're contractually obligated to ask it.
So you can give me Gunner's name. I gotta ask that question.
How about we go with this Gunnar Altenbomber guy?
Yeah, I think he's probably did all right.
I mean, after the game, I went up and shook his hand, and you know, he gets the Player of the Game, and I said, well, after great review, we decided to give you the Player of the Game, and I said, do you mind if I shake your hand? I said, I've never shook a hand of a guy with two home runs and 80 RBIs in five innings of baseball.
Yeah, that's just crazy. But congratulations to Gunner on being the Domtar Panther Player of the Week. Jim, you're going to call some games this weekend, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm hoping to Friday and Saturday, hoping to get that in. I know there's some board op struggles, but my plan is that I've got both of those days circled to be ready to call.
Yeah, great. Looking forward to hearing from you next week about a district championship for the Panthers.
That'd be awesome.
Anything else you got to talk about before we let you
go? Yeah, I was going to let you guys know that Kyler Jones, our pitcher, he committed to National Park yesterday in Hot Springs.
Very cool.
So
great.
He'll continue his career. So that means three of our guys, Walt Jones, obviously Arkansas, Cutter Dollar Hyde, SAU Tech, and Kyler Jones, National Park. So that's exciting for the Panthers.
Yeah, that's really good and exciting. It's always exciting for a player to get to go on and play at the next level.
It is. You know, I've been noticing on Facebook that that Jim is like the Ed McMahon of Ashdown, going around and just handing everybody checks.
Yeah.
I tell you what, fellas, that's a lot of fun.
I don't doubt it a bit. Congratulations, man. That is very awesome.
Well, thank you. Everybody's so glad to see me. I mean, it just warms my heart.
Maybe that's what I ought to do. Maybe people would be glad to see me.
If you start giving away some
start giving that away $100 bills or something. Here you go. Yeah, hey, you doing?
It'd probably take more than 100 for you.
Here comes Greg.
Yeah, it'd probably take more. I'm gonna have to give bigger.
Yeah, you're gonna
checks.
Have to up your game.
Yeah, that's true. Hey, Jim, we appreciate you so much, man. Everything you do for us, and you know, even to the point of making meeting up to get the shirts to the kids. We appreciate you doing that too,
man. Everything you mean to Ashdown and the things you do for our podcast, we really appreciate you.
Yeah.
Well, the feeling's mutual. We appreciate you guys lifting up Panther baseball and all the other sports, and that's a great thing. So it's a win-win deal.
So absolutely.
So one more question before I let you go, Jim, and if you don't know, when's the conference track meet for Ashdown?
It may have been yesterday because they were supposed to be Wednesday or Thursday, and I believe they moved it to yesterday.
Okay.
And I know the Kenya did really well. I think she won the 100 and 200 meters. So Maria, she's got a little tight hamstring, so she was telling me Sunday at that scholarship tee that she didn't think she was going to run in the district. So I don't know if she did or not. I didn't see anything about that. But the Kenya Williams showed out as always, and she did well. And as far as a team, I haven't gotten the team results yet, but I believe it was yesterday. I know they had a track meet here, and I think it was the district.
Okay. I was just wondering because I was thinking about LaKenya and Zamaria and just what they were doing. And you kind of answered those questions, and maybe you can find out a little more about it, and we'll talk about that next week.
Hey, sounds great.
All right. Have a good week, Jim. We appreciate you.
You too, guys. Take care. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
And now we're going to talk about Outlaw Athletics, and King Tut not able to make it today, so we're going to try to fill in for him the best we can. I'm relatively certain we won't do as good a job, Tony.
No, we will not do as good a job as King Tut, but we will muddle through it and do the best we can, and there won't be as much comic relief either.
No. That's true.
There is a little more room in the room, though.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like the temperature's down about 10 degrees.
It is.
Yeah.
So Lady Outlaws won 3 out of 4. You know, that's very impressive for them. They started the season struggling. They're very young. And to win 3 of their last 4 has to give them some momentum going into next season. Beat Caddo and Mountain Pine last week. Beat Mountain Pine again yesterday in the first round of the district tournament. And then lost to Murfreesboro by 1 in the bottom of the 7th. So their season is over. They had to win that one to advance to the regional. But they have shown vast improvement as the seasons went on, Greg. And as we've talked a lot about all the Lady Outlaw sports, man, going into the next couple of years, I don't think you want to see them. I think they're going to be, you know, they've got so many good athletes that you're not going to want to play them.
In anything.
Yeah, that's right. So congratulations, ladies. The Outlaws beat Foreman 13-5 yesterday. They're still in regular season play. There's no district tournament, but they have to beat Horatio Friday to make the regionals. And so we'll keep an eye on that. Our Todd Moore Shelter Insurance Outlaw Player of the Week is going to be Tristan Godwin. He drove in 4 runs on 3 hits, including 2 doubles and a single for the Outlaws. And another shout-out for Outlaw Nation. The Junior Outlaws won district track last week, and the Junior Lady Outlaws were runner-up. And Addison Hill was the high point getter for the meet.
That's pretty cool.
It is.
And they've done really well. If I'm not mistaken, they've set a lot of records over there in that track, too.
If I was Addison, I would be quickly getting some kind of a marketing deal that she gets some money every time we mention her name over the next 3 or 4 years.
I was going to try to do that. Where I got some money every time we mention her name. I think legitimately it's going to be several times.
I agree.
Yeah, it's going to be over and over. I mean, she just does a great job apparently in everything she does.
Yes.
Yeah, so congratulations to the Junior Outlaws and also the Junior Lady Outlaws being runner-up, and also for Tristan Godwin being the Todd Moore Shelter Insurance Outlaw Player of the Week. Appreciate King Tut giving us all that information.
I did not convey it as good as he would.
As we knew was going to happen. I mean, I would not have either. I mean, there's no way we could have done that to the extent that he did it.
Yeah.
But we miss you, Jeff, and we'll see you next week. Okay, now we're going to talk about the Foreman Gators and the Lady Gators. The Foreman Gators went 2-1 last week. They lost to Murfreesboro, and then they run-ruled Acorn and Caddo Hills. Had a couple of freshmen doing a really good job. Noah Adcock pitched 3 innings and gave up 1 earned run against Murfreesboro. And then Eli hit .500 for the week and pitched 4 innings against Caddo Hills and only gave up 1 earned run. So young players doing well all over the area, Tony.
Yes, I'm telling you, here in Southwest Arkansas, it seems like we have more than our share freshmen and sophomores that are really playing well, and it's been that way since we started football season.
Yeah, it has, and so looking forward, things look up for the future.
Yes,
as we look at every team almost. Foreman girls, they played Costa River on senior night and won 15-1, and Caddo Hills was their last regular season game, won 3-1 there. They're the third seed in district. And their player of the week's first baseman, Nevaeh Rodriguez. But our Horatio State Bank Gator Player of the Week is going to be Aiden Lopez, a senior on the baseball team. He hit 571 for the week. You know what you got to do to hit 571?
Well, you have to get a hit more often than not.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
You can't argue that.
Another thing that I hadn't done. Yeah. So, but just congratulations to Aiden for his week. Great week on the diamond, and he's going to be the Horatio State Bank Gator Player of the Week.
And I've got the Causatot River Eagles. Eagles had a good year this year, four games over 500 for the season, a winning conference record, and finished the regular season with two wins at Acre and 10-0, at Mineral 18-5. They're going to be the 3 seed in their district. Lady Eagles finished 2-11 on the year, ended their season with a loss to Foreman. The big news, though, out of Causatot River this week and is Dylan Loving. He's going to be our Union Bank of MENA Eagle Player of the Week. And Dylan, who we talked about a bunch during basketball season.
I was thinking we'd heard his name before.
Yes. committed to Williams Baptist University for basketball last week, which is really, really cool.
Yeah, that's cool. Congratulations to Dylan on furthering your career in basketball, and congratulations for being the Union Bank of MENA Eagle Player of the Week.
Good luck, Eagles, in your tournament.
All right, Tony, we got just a couple things to do, as I think we've covered all the high school teams, but we still have to give out the weekly awards that we always give out, the Toad Thumper Lures Girls Player of the Area, and you got somebody for that?
Yeah, Perry Nickerson. Man, she's just I don't think you can talk about her too much. It may seem like the people that we do, but you know, it seems like the Lady Leopards have never had another pitcher. It really does.
That's right.
And she does such a good job. She's such a good young lady. We watched her pitch against a very good Cutter Morningstar team yesterday. Got the win, 7 innings pitched, give up 6 hits, 10 strikeouts, and 1 walk. And, after the shellacking of the Fairview Cardinals last week, Perry's just had a great season.
Perry has had a great season. Signed with Rich Mountain. She's going to go up and play for Coach Tracy Neely. I've heard Jim Cross say this about some of the Ashdown girls, and I'll say it about Perry Nickerson. Great ball player, even better person.
Absolutely. I totally agree with that.
Yeah. And
great family.
Yeah. Just congratulations to her for any accolade she gets. They're well-deserved.
Absolutely.
And she's going to be our Toad Thumper Lures Player of the Area for the girls, for the boys. I'm sorry, Tony.
Well, yesterday at the field, we're trying to decide who to give the McDonald's Leopard Player of the Game to. And Perry's always in the mix. You can rationalize giving it to Perry every ballgame. And we haven't mentioned it, but Lindley Ligon had a really good game yesterday at the plate. And
in the field.
Yeah, maybe especially in the field.
Yeah.
So congratulations to her as well.
Yep, that's right. So that's Perry Nickerson, the Toad Thumper Lures Girls Player of the Area, and now the Horatio State Bank Boys Player of the Area, Tony.
We're going to go with the aforementioned Dylan Loving, who committed to Williams Baptist University for basketball. He had a great basketball season, and we just wanted to acknowledge that today with the Horatio State Bank Boys Player of the Week.
All right. We got one more award to give out, and that is the T-shirt award, the Adderose Designs Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air Player of the Area for the week, Tony.
Well, for the Red Hot Horatio Lady Lions, Hayden Billings, 7 hits and 10 RBIs last week.
Man. How do you do that?
That's red hot.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you what, I don't think anybody wants any part of Horatio right now.
No, and congratulations to Hayden Billings on being our Adderose Designs Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air Player of the Area. We will get your T-shirt to you as rapidly as we can, which is not rapidly enough sometimes, but we do our best. We do have other things we do also, too. But we try to get them to you as quickly as we can, and we'll get it to you, get your picture taken, and get you on our Facebook page. But one of the things Tony, that we can talk about now just for a second is, you mentioned it when we were talking to Jim about all the baseball in the area. You know, if you take in this weekend, the Horatio's Conference tournament is at Horatio.
That's right.
It starts, and then even if you want to go down and see Ashdown, they're only in Genoa, which is Texarkana, basically.
Right.
So, I mean, they're close. And then next week, Ashdown's going to have a regional tournament they're going to host. The Queen's going to host regional tournament action in both baseball and softball. So lots of baseball and softball in the area close around in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, I tell you, there'd be a great opportunity to go watch some very good baseball and softball in Southwest Arkansas over the next couple of weekends.
Yep, that's right. So you got anything else on high school athletics for this week, Tony?
No, I do not.
All right, so that pretty much ends that. But we got a couple other things we want to talk about. We've got
UA Cossetot.
I knew it.
Yeah, their athletics department, their programs of study offered at UA Cossetot. Go to www.cccua.edu, and then also to the uacossetotcolts.com for their own separate website just for their athletics department. You can go on, support them, say Go Colts on there, and you can even donate straight to the athletics department to help out for their basketball, soccer, and shooting sports that go on all year long. You can find out about all their programs of study offered at UA Cossetot: natural resources, auto and diesel service techs, cosmetology, applied sciences, ag business, all that obviously huge around here. So I know a lot of kids definitely are going to UA Cossetot to get into their ag programs, psychology, middle school education, and so much more. High school programs as well. UA Cossetot offering college level courses that high school students can take even before graduating with their diplomas. Adult education, GED prep, and more also all on the table. And then all the employer resources that you can find on their website, working directly with businesses and industry clients in the area. Internships and apprenticeships all on the table as well. Workforce recruitment is insane. Find the qualified workers you need through UA Cossetot's Virtual Career Center. Mm-hmm. You can find out about all their state scholarships and grants for study, their facility rentals, and more at www.cccua.edu.
I know what we're going to talk about, I'll let you take the order you want to take.
Well, far be it from me to steal the spotlight from the Razorback baseball and softball. Razorback baseball has taken some hits over the last couple of weekends. Not really sure. I don't watch enough of it to know what to attribute that to. Do you have an opinion?
One of those quality of the opponents.
Yeah.
In
the SEC, that's always a problem.
You know, last weekend, they lost 2 out of 3 to Texas A&M, who was the number one team preseason.
Right.
You know, had a little trouble at the first of the year, and so they dropped down some. But they're moving back up the ladder rapidly and then playing really good baseball. You know, they've got this weekend, they got the number one team in the country, Texas, coming in for 3 games. You know, that's part of it. I think one of the things that happens, as happens with a lot of teams, when you play games like this, and you can tell me who said this. We've talked about this before. You know, you can divide the games into thirds. You're going to win a third of them. You're going to lose a third of them, and the coaching's going to take care of the other third of them.
Right.
And I think that's where we're at. You know, so at the first of the year, we were winning 2 out of 3. Now we're losing 2 out of 3, but it's all evening out, right?
That's right.
Pretty much. And it's just like he said, you know, he was talking about pros, but I think where they're at now, that's, you're pretty much the SEC baseball is probably at least double A level. What do you think?
I was just sitting here thinking the same thing. Yeah. I don't know if I could put it at triple A level, but it's definitely, I think, at double A level.
Yeah, I think it's probably double A level for sure. And so, you know, you're talking about a high level of baseball. And when you talk about that, when you go play these teams, one, you know, just where you place one pitch makes that much difference.
Right.
And so, that's what my opinion is. I think Arkansas is still a good baseball team. Lots of other good baseball teams.
Yep. Well, and of course, the Ladybacks, man, talk about somebody peaking at the right time. They're playing really, really well.
Yeah. Yeah, they are, and I believe they're number two in the nation now.
That's right.
Which is really cool. They play this weekend. They play LSU at home. So you've got a big weekend on the hill. Razorbacks taking Texas on in three baseball games, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Ladybacks playing LSU in three games, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And guess what, Tony? They're all at the same time. So you can't go to both. Yeah. Never, I don't understand that. I'm sure TV has something to do with it, though.
Yes, I'm sure it does.
You know, because you got to, everybody's got to bow down to that big eye. And you know, and so that's where the money comes from. Even though, you know, so you got to make a decision on which one you want to go to. You want to go to baseball, you want to go to softball. Both tickets, very, very hard to get right now.
They are.
Yeah, but they're doing well. What else you got?
Well, we'll skip down and then we'll go back to the top. I think of Stephen A. when he talks about the Cowboys and that maniacal laugh that he has when he talks about the Cowboys. And I'm just imagine that laugh because I can't replicate it.
Yeah.
When I tell you the Timberwolves are up on the Lakers 3-1.
Yeah, that's right.
Maybe we can get LeBron, maybe Steph Curry, maybe have him pick a couple of players from the East Conference. Maybe he can come together and he can win a playoff game.
Yeah. Well, he's got Bronny. What's the deal?
He's the GOAT. Yeah, boy.
He's not even ahead of Larry Bird.
He's not even the best player on his
That's
team.
For you,
he's
Cody.
Not the best player in the, yeah. He's not the best player in this matchup with the Timberwolves.
He hadn't been so far.
No.
He hadn't been so far. And the Lakers, you know, spent all that money getting Luka, and you know, Luka's doing what he's supposed to do.
Yeah.
It's not Luka.
No, it's not Luka.
No, it's not Luka. But
LeBron, there's no way it can be him either, at least in his own mind.
No.
Yeah.
So. No.
Now we go to the draft. Greg and I got to watch the draft together, and I was afraid that Mel Kiper was going to have a coronary there on the set, you know, because Shedeur Sanders was dropping in the draft. And then when the Steelers didn't take him, well, when it got close to the Steelers pick, I thought I was going to have a coronary. And then Kiper, when the Steelers didn't take him, he actually did on the air. He lost his mind.
Yeah.
On the air.
He didn't even know what to say.
No. And little did he know at the time that it was going to be day three, the fifth round, to the Cleveland Browns before Shedeur Sanders was taken. And people, and I've read all different kinds of theories about why that was, but it seems, I mean, one of the lesser accepted theories is maybe that's when he should have went, you know, based on talent. Or maybe he should have went a little higher based on talent, but based on other things, you know, he slid a little bit. But, you know, was he a first-round pick? Well, evidently, the Steelers, there is no team that is in more desperate need of the quarterback than the Pittsburgh Steelers. And they decided that, no, he wasn't a first-round pick or a third-round pick or a fourth-round pick. So, I got to assume Mike Tomlin knows more about it than I do, and Omar Khan.
Well, you know, there's a lot of different theories and things floating around on why Shedeur dropped like a rock. And you got all these talking heads talking about how great he is and why he should have been taken and why he wasn't taken. But, you know, the thing about it is they don't want to admit they're wrong, for one thing.
Right.
So they're going to blame – they're going to say there's some reason for that. But I'm going to tell you what I believe, and I'll use Jerry Jones. If he thought that guy was would change his team, he would have taken him.
Absolutely.
And so would every other team.
Well,
they took him where they thought he, you know, now he may have dropped back a little bit, but the reason he didn't drop back because of Deion. He dropped back because of the overall things that they do, which is from head to toe, you know, they analyze you in every possible way they can.
That's right.
And in some form or fashion, something didn't fit, because every team would, they didn't, it's not like there was collusion and they decided we're not going to take
it. It wasn't just the Steelers that passed on him.
Everybody passed on him.
Well, and here's the deal. If you're the decision makers in Pittsburgh, if you're Tomlin, if you're Kahn, if you're the scouts, and you take him with the 19th pick in the first round, and later it comes out you could have got him in the fourth or fifth round, you ought to be fired. You ought to be fired for using that kind of draft capital on a guy that you could have got in the fourth or fifth round.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't understand a lot of it, but, you know, I'm not the smartest guy in the world. You know, we look at our three teams is what I've got here, some of the key draft picks for our three teams. I thought the Steelers got a great pick in the defensive tackle, Derek Harmon from Oregon. A lot of people like him. And then they made Coach Paul Ernest for the Dirks Outlaws very happy when they took two of his boys at Ohio State, Jack Sawyer. And I haven't watched a lot of Sawyer. They played Marshall in the regular season this year. Of course, he looked good against Marshall. He looked good in the playoff and championship games as well. Thought it, in the fourth round, I thought he was a great pick for the Steelers. And the Steelers, they have a philosophy is you can't have too many linebackers. And then Will Howard is an interesting one, though, Greg. You know, they passed on Sanders, and then they take Will Howard in the sixth round. Totally different expectations for Will Howard, though, than you would have had if you'd taken Deion Sanders. So I like the pick of Will Howard. The guy's a winner. He's big. He's like 6'4", 6'5". He reminds you. Matter of fact, he's almost the identical size as Ben Roethlisberger was when the Steelers drafted him. So, and I'm not saying that Will Howard is going to be Ben Roethlisberger, but I think Will Howard is not going to be a total distraction for your team.
Agree 100%. I also think that, you know, in the sixth round, that's a very reasonable place to take a chance on somebody. You know, if you're the quarterback at Ohio State, you've been through some things.
Yeah.
And no quarterback that's going to start next season for the Pittsburgh Steelers, but they have moved forward with Aaron Rodgers, right?
Yeah, it looks like that they're going. He is going to sign
for $10 million a year, right?
Yeah, that's the rumor right now, which would be a bargain, I think, to get you one that year down the road till you can get to a good quarterback class.
Yeah.
You know, and I've been the hardest just critic of the Steelers and the way they've handled the quarterback situation. But I think the way it's going to turn out was probably the best way it could have turned out.
Well, and, you know, I'm not sure that was due to anything they did. It might have been more luck.
They kind of worked out for them.
Yeah, it just kind of fell into place, you know, I could be wrong about that, too. It could have been they could have been intentionally doing it all the time. Before we talk about these other guys, I want to talk about something else that's been left out.
Okay.
So help me remember, how far did Texas get in the playoffs last year? Were they in the semis, or did they make it to the final game? I can't remember.
Well, no, Ohio State beat Notre Dame, so okay. That was the semis.
Okay, so they made it to the semis.
Right.
Who was their quarterback?
Quentin Ayers.
Quinn Ewers.
Yeah.
Actually.
Yeah, Ewers, that's right.
So, you know, look where he went.
Yeah.
He went in the seventh round.
That's right.
Tony. So what, you know, everybody's talking about Shedeur Sanders. What happened to Quinn Ewers?
Yeah.
Quinn Ewers was a quarterback of one of the top four teams.
The kid from Notre Dame went late as well.
Yeah. And you know, the thing about Ewers is, I mean, I'm going to believe that Steve Sarkisian would have played Arch Manning if Arch Manning was a better quarterback overall than Ewers was. If he gave him a better opportunity to win, don't you?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure he wasn't playing him because, you know, he's friends with his uncle or something like that. He's playing big-time college football for his job. Yeah. He's coaching big-time college football. And these decisions that people think that coaches make because they just like one guy better than another, they don't know how cutthroat the coaching profession is overall. You play the best players that give you the best chance to win.
And that's especially true in NIL and portal times. Because if you don't play somebody, you know, probably a significant percentage of them are going somewhere else.
That's right.
you know, if they're any good.
Right.
Somebody will take them. So I, you know, the thing about it is, but it's, you know, that kind of shocked me because I thought he might be one of the, and I'm not saying a first-round pick, but I'm saying one of the first quarterbacks taken.
Right.
And I don't know what happened to him. Do you have any idea on that, or is that just something that fell by the wayside because everybody was so worried about Sanders?
Well, he has been injury-prone.
Okay.
He has been injury-prone, and but I don't understand it either. You know, I don't understand, and I never played quarterback. I've never evaluated quarterbacks. I don't know how a kid that played for Miami, Florida, you know, knowing what kind of season they had, and then it's well documented by Jeff Tuttle what he thought of him.
Yeah, that's right.
That how those guys get taken 200 picks before guys like Will Howard, and you know, so I don't understand.
Yeah, I mean, I know John Gruden was really hyped up about Quinn Ewers. You know, he went to Miami.
Yeah.
Well, he's probably going to get a chance to play pretty soon because I'm going to guess Tua doesn't make it through another year.
Well, and for those who think Deion's boy, Shadir Sanders, was all that in a bag of chips, he's in a place now where his competition is going to be a hurt and may never play again, Deshaun Watson, Joe Flacco, who's 54 years old, Kenny Pickett, who the Steelers gave up on, the Gabriel kid that was drafted in him. If he can't win that quarterback job there, the NFL was exactly right.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly right.
Well, we'll see. Well, he's got the opportunity to prove him wrong.
Yeah, he does.
And you know, and so we'll see what happens there. You know, I'm sorry I interrupted you on the picks, but I just, while I was thinking about it, I wanted to ask about Quinn Ewers because, you know, everybody talks so much about Shadur Sanders, but Ewers, you know, I mean, he was supposed to be a high draft pick too.
Yeah.
Anyway.
He would have been a much higher draft pick last year.
Yeah.
And then a lot of people think maybe he would have been better off to stay in college another year, maybe transfer and get some NIL money from somebody else and would be maybe better next year. This wasn't the optimum year for him to come out.
Yeah, so. Yeah. But, I mean, looking at the Cowboys, I mean, none of that stuff blows my skirt up.
Tyler Booker's a good offensive lineman.
He is.
And I believe I'm pronouncing the young man's name right, the defensive end. Ezeraku from Boston College. I thought they probably should have took Mike Green, but they didn't. So.
Yeah.
And then the Cowboys need a running back, though, Greg.
They do.
And they took this Jaden Blue from Texas. I just don't remember much about him.
No.
So.
If you don't remember much about him and they were in the semis, he didn't do that much.
Right.
You know, one of the things about even high-level college football, I mean, you know, they don't run the ball anymore.
No.
They just run to set up passing.
Right.
You know, it used to be they passed to set up runs, you know, just, you know, so often. But now it's the other way around. Looking at the Packers, Tuttle's Packers, I think they had a really good draft, drafting where they were.
First time they've drafted a wide receiver in the first round in like 150 years. So I don't know.
It's been a long, long time.
Yeah, and the crowd went nuts when they announced Matthew Golden's name.
Yeah.
And I do remember Matthew Golden
from
this past season, and he is a good one. They also took a wide receiver in the third round that I don't know as much about, Savion Williams from TCU.
Yep. Well, I think that Savion Williams is a good wide receiver. Now, you know, he did play at TCU.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
Right.
But, you know, I think he's a good player. You know, and talking about some of these individual things, Mike Green from Marshall went to the Ravens in the second round.
Great situation for him.
Yeah, couldn't have been a better place.
No, I was disappointed when he wasn't drafted on the first night. I ain't going to lie to you. But and a couple defensive ends that he was probably rated ahead of went ahead of him. But as far as a destination, I don't think he could have done better, except that I'm going to have to root against him.
Yeah. Well, the thing about it is the best thing that happened, we watched the draft from beginning to end in the first round together.
Yeah.
And the best thing that happened the whole time was when I don't even remember which team, I know you do, took the offensive tackle that Mike Green blew up at senior bowl practice.
Yes.
I mean, you just freaked
the Redskins.
Yeah, you freaked out when that happened.
Well, there's all kinds of video out there on, if you want to look it up, Mike Green blowing somebody up at the senior bowl, and he literally runs over him. and gets to the quarterback, and there were all kinds of Marshall fans were tweeting at the Redskins, did you watch this video? because they took right. that offensive lineman ahead of Mike Green, which is unbelievable to me.
Yeah, that's right. And I mean, he did blow him up. But, you know, the thing about it is, if they needed an offensive tackle, maybe that was the best one. I don't know about that.
Yeah. But well, I'm sure they maybe not needed a defensive end.
Yeah.
But maybe there was a better tackle.
Well, yeah, there may have been, you know. But anyway, it just looked funny, and I loved it because you just jumped up and screamed.
That was the second coronary I had that night.
That's right.
When it was getting to the Steelers, like it was 19 and Sanders was still there. Oh, I was. I was. People were laughing at me. We watched it with other people as well. And Jeff Woods being one of them. And they thought it was hilarious One, that Steelers were going to take Shedeur Sanders. And two, that I was freaking out about.
Well, they didn't. You made it.
Yep.
So looking at a couple of picks that guys from Arkansas, Isaac Tesla. And I'm not saying that name right.
Isn't it Tesla? It is emphasis on the end of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he ended up going to the Lions. You know, interesting story about that is he went into his interview with the Lions jersey on.
Huh.
Excuse me. They thought he was being pretty cheesy, but he told them, I've had one since I was 14. And he's from up there.
Right. Well, and another kid that went to a great destination. He's going to a place where he's not going to have to come through right away for him, and he's going to learn a lot in that line offense, which is very prolific. And so that's a good spot for him, I think.
Yeah, I think it will be too. And I think Landon Jackson going to the Bills is a great place for
Absolutely.
Him to go to.
Kind of similar to the Ravens situation with Mike Green.
Yeah.
You know, you're gonna get great coaching up there. You're in a stable organization. You're not playing for the Cleveland Browns.
That's right.
So I think those are all great destinations for the players that our podcast had, as we were really interested to see where these players would go.
Right. And, you know, and the interesting thing about it is, I don't know how much you've looked at. I know you probably have more than I have even, but the free agent signing since then, a lot of free agents, you know, going to different places. I'm sure Marshall had some people sign.
They did.
You had a kid from UCA signed. Arkansas State had some kids signing. So a lot of different people signing as we, you know, as a free agent. So we'll see what happens as we move forward with that. Tony, we're about ready to wrap it up unless you got something else.
Well, I do. You know, this week it's going to be district tournaments that are local and then regional tournaments next week. Those are all sponsored on our podcast by DeQueen Motorsports. They're all our games of the week, all these regional district tournaments that are all around. So,
all right. We appreciate Freddie and DeQueen Motorsports so much for them sponsoring the games of the week each and every week. And just want to give a shout out to all our sponsors. I may just read them off real quick.
That'd be really cool.
Martin Veterinary Clinic, which includes DeQueen Animal Hospital and Ashdown Veterinary Clinic. UA Cossetot, Shelter Insurance Woods Agency, and Todd Moore Shelter Insurance. Horatio State Bank, Domtar, Union Bank of MENA, Toad Thumper Lures, DeQueen Motorsports, and Hatterose Designs. Thank you to every one of the sponsors. We couldn't do it without you. We appreciate Jim Cross, his input. Miss Jeff this week, and Tyler also, both out due to various things, and we just limped along without you. Hope you're back next week. And most of all, we appreciate all those kids and all they do each week. They're the ones we talk about, and they're the reasons we do it. We'll see you next week.
See you next week.